Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And we're here. Oh. Good morning. Sorry, Jesse. I'm so not used to that new intro of ours. We're just in here chatting away. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. We have Jesse manning the phones. I haven't seen Jesse in a couple weeks because they're on this 3-week schedule. So nice to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Well, thank you. I have these guys. They are always on their toes because I like to interact with the guys out there, you know.
Because they're fabulous.
They are fabulous. They're helping us answer the phone. So hopefully if you have any questions, you will call and you get the chance to talk to the one and only Jesse as well. 781-837-4900. And today we have Chris Weppert with us, right? I always say that I'm saying that.
That's right.
Chris Weppert from Ehrlich. I mean, you have like a lot of hard stuff in your name.
Yes, yes. We do.
And then there's pests. Trying to say pests.
Just couldn't make it easy, right?
I know. So I have in my notes, it's like, Ehrlich, your local pest experts. Do we still have to say formally Watcho?
I think we're starting to get away from that a little bit now. I think people are recognizing the Ehrlich name a little bit more, but it is still good to know that you know, we're still Watcho business, still the same folks.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, again, you hear the voice of Chris here with us this morning. And what a trooper he is because he was at the Red Sox game last night, right?
Yes, I was.
And you saw who hit?
Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
two-run home run at the end of the game. And couldn't have been
kids,
any better.
Right?
Yeah.
He what?
He hugged one of the other players. Three little children were in the front, and he just gave them a huge group hug. It was so cute. They were little kids.
Yeah,
it
little
was adorable.
Ones. I wonder who caught that ball. Because this year, those, the catches, when people catch those ones.
It was up over the monster. It was a good shot.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you still came here to be with me and Sin this morning.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
No.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about
I'm sure if you were listening to last week's show when we had on our little buddy, Kritzy. So we had a couple winners
win
some gift certificates. Certificates and stuff last week, so that was really good. So, again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are, of course, both from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We have one office locally here, abutting Marshfield. Here we are in Marshfield here, so we're in Pembroke, which is close to all the, convenient to all the towns, so we're servicing all the way from Dorchester up Route 3, and we are now, I don't know if you heard this, Chris, but we opened up an office in Bridgewater.
You did?
We did.
Fantastic.
Yes, so we now have an office in Bridgewater as well. So we are servicing areas from Dorchester all the way up Route 24.
That is awesome.
And soon to come, I think it's getting closer and closer. We've been in negotiations and doing some stuff, but I think the Dorchester office should be opening soon.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. See these black things under here? Those are bags, okay?
I know that feeling.
Under my eyes. But no, it's all exciting. We have a bunch of great agents over at the office. And of course, this is a busy time for us. And Cindy has been out there listings and selling, working with buyers, home inspections. What's the big thing right now is pests, right?
Pests.
Is there a difference between insects and bugs?
Not really.
Okay, perfect.
Bug
okay,
is kind
good.
Of a colloquial term,
a
but
bug.
You know.
Because yep. I have a hard time saying pests.
I practiced that all the way up here going pests. Well, pests it's going to sound like pets, and we
forms.
Don't want to get rid of our pets.
No, yeah. We definitely don't want to spray any chemicals on our pets.
Yeah, not the pets, right.
I know. And so but, can we talk bugs? Can we say bugs today?
Sure.
Because I can do that much better than yeah. pests.
Sure, no problem.
I can say insects. That's pretty good.
Insects is good. Couple of syllables.
Bugs are better.
That's right. Bugs
are easier.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk bugs.
Yeah, we'll talk bugs. Why don't you remind our listeners a little bit about Arlek, you know, formerly Watchall,
right.
and who you are and what your role is at the company.
Okay. Well, my name is Chris Weppert. I'm the district manager for Arlek Pest Control. We have an office here in Hingham, covers all of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Experienced a lot of growth over the last couple of years. We're about 54 technicians strong now, covering the entire state. So things are going well. And we, you know, we're there for residentials, homeowners, also commercial businesses. We do pest control in all different varieties. So anybody has any need in the pest control industry, even if it's just to ask a question, don't hesitate to call.
Well, I do all the time, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yes, the one time.
Emails and pictures and all kinds of good stuff.
I know. Right, well, you know, never say to me, you know, ask me anytime. Because if I really have a question, I will. Well, we talked about the bed bug scare last year that my daughter, McKenna, he had because
yes.
she travels volleyball. Did you hear about this, Sin?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so Cindy.
That's
no,
me.
No, my daughter,
which is not me.
Mackenzie. She plays volleyball for St. Michael's, and, you know, they're D2, so they're traveling all over the place. And she called me, and she was freaking out because the girl, they stayed at this hotel that wasn't a very nice hotel. And, you know, it was funny because Mackenzie said to me, Mom, like, you wouldn't believe we were staying. I was like, well, that's a little snotty. Can I say snotty? Am I allowed to say that word? It's a little snotty of you to, like, act like that. What do you mean? Like, you're too good to stay at a hotel like that? So then 2 days later, her roommate that she shared a room with came in covered with bed bug bites.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily for us, though, Mackenzie always has her own blankie. And my kids have always gotten the habit of wearing, like, hoodies to the movies and things like that because of lice. So it's worked out to her benefit that she had her own pillow and her own blanket.
Right.
Yeah. But I called you freaking, huh?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. What do I do?
Oh, my God. And
that's
you know what? But here's the thing. Again, we say this every week, right, Cindy? Mm. The people that sit across from us, they're the best of the best.
Best of
and
the
they
best.
Will do anything for us and our clients.
Above and beyond that.
Yes.
Really.
He was going to send somebody up in that area to Mackenzie's dorm room, but we would have to get permission from the dorm, you know, from the school
from the
in
school,
order to, you know,
yeah.
to go onto the premises and stuff. Lo and behold, it ended up. She was fine, but she did find a little bug in her closet, and I was like hyperventilating. I'm like, Chris, what is this? He's like, no worry, that's a African something beetle.
I forget what it was.
It had like 500 syllables in it, and I was like, oh, so that means not a bed bug.
Yeah, right. Not to worry.
Right. That's all you have to say.
That's
not
it.
A
Don't
bed
worry.
Bug.
No.
So. What other areas are you servicing? So I know that you're servicing all this area. Do you go to the islands and everything? Because some of our listeners, you know, they'll be over at the Vineyard and Nantucket and there. And that's big for, like, ticks and everything. So
yes.
I'd love for you to let us know if you work with all of that type
yes.
of
yeah,
stuff,
yeah, absolutely.
Too.
We will go to the islands. We'll go anywhere that's in the Commonwealth or state of Rhode Island. And we do, obviously, mosquito and tick are very prevalent in beach communities. And, of course, now with the Zika virus scare, I mean,
yes.
I'm sure you've seen it and heard it on the news. You know, there's a pretty much a story about it almost, well, you know, at least once a week on all the major networks. So with that, you know, obviously what we're doing for the mosquito and tick business is pretty relevant right now.
Can we talk ticks? What do you do? I hate ticks. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they were ever invented. Like, they have no purpose.
They have no purpose.
Like, they really have no purpose. And they make me throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Right.
I'm not even kidding. So what can you treat, like, a yard or, like, what? How do you treat ticks?
Well, there's a couple of things to do. You know, first, obviously, is keep your grass cut short.
Okay.
You know, they tend to, what they do is they call it questing. They kind of crawl to the top of a blade of grass, and they just kind of sit with their front legs out
just
and
waiting.
Wait for something to come by that they can latch
waiting
onto.
Waiting for their prey.
So obviously keeping the grass short is a major
and
a
I'm just going to say, keep your legs shaved.
You know, keep things trimmed.
Note to self. Well, they attach to your... No, they do attach to your bare legs.
Chris is like, did she really
but
just
no,
say that?
No, they do attach to your legs. Like, right there, even
they,
if they're
they
shaved.
Will. Yeah, they will. They will. They will like, grab onto you as you walk
when
by.
When I walk in the box with the dog, like, I sometimes go, well, how did you get... Like,
am I turning red right now?
Yes, bright red.
Don't worry. Chris, we all shave our legs. It's not a big deal.
But they still get there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So talk to me.
On top of, you know, keeping things trimmed around the edges, we recommend coming in mm-hmm. and doing a tick spraying, which is, you know, for us, it's on like an every 3 to 4 week cycle. We would come out and we would spray all of your perimeter property, mm-hmm. All the brush, grass, and, you know, we use an eco-sensitive product so it doesn't damage the grass or the plants
That's
or the
important.
Vegetation. And it's also it's safe for pets and things like that. And so, you know, you do that, and then it repels them, and it also kills what comes in contact with. So then, you know, that's how you control them.
Are ticks ever, like, on anything but the grass? Are they on, like, trees and things?
Typically not. I mean, you know, occasionally you'll find something that crawls up, but they stay low. You know, like, again, they're looking for something that's going to come by that they can latch onto as they quest looking for a blood meal. That's what they're looking
for. And they're
for.
Fast. I mean, they're really, really fast. I mean, it is really important when you're thinking about this, let's talk real estate for a second. If you have your house on the market and things like that, I know that a friend of mine, actually David Litchfield, when mm-hmm. he was putting his parents' house on the market that he had taken over, I went, Mary and I, my assistant, literally just walked from the driveway into his front door, and some of the grass was high, but yep. nothing major. And I went through the house, came home. I mean, we came back to the office later on that day. I'm like, I literally could feel it. So that I must have like sensory integration issues that I felt a tick.
Sensory integration issues. That's good for Saturday.
That is
good.
Can
I just say that just flowed right
well, that
out
was just
of your mouth. I'm just saying I'm a little impressed here.
$50 saying there for me. But
ooh,
I felt
like it.
And I went like this and it was a tick. Well, you can imagine.
I would have. Yeah.
I went into the bathroom and I stripped everything off and I was shaking everything. I was like, I got to go home. How bad can they hurt you? Well, they can hurt you.
Yes, they can.
Of course. You can get Lyme disease,
yes.
right?
Which
but is it only
debilitating.
Deer? Is it only deer ticks that give you Lyme?
Yes, it's only the deer tick that carries the Lyme virus. But, you know, any tick, obviously, with bloodborne pathogens could be, you know, dangerous. They carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You know, they carry various other... Sometimes they're more dangerous to pets than they are to humans. But you still, it's not something that you want to, you know, let feed on you, that's for sure. So similar to a bed bug, you'd just rather not have them around.
So, right? So no bugs, no bugs. So deer ticks. So, we have deer in the back of the bogs.
Yep. Well, Cindy lives near me, just so you know.
Okay.
So
yep.
you know how we're surrounded by the bogs.
Yep.
Did you notice? Not to digress. Yeah,
but we're
sometimes
going to
we
for
forget
just a
that
second.
Our guest is here. But have you noticed in the valleys of the bogs, there's like standing water right mm-hmm. now? That's not good
that's
for
not
us.
That's not good.
Right?
Yeah, that's primary breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a lot from the winter.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And one of the things too, Sin, I don't know if you know, but since I met Chris, we actually have been using him at our house, which has been great though because it's really given me some knowledge of seeing how the process works. I mean, that woman that you send out to my house, she is a mini scientist.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, man, she is, like, legit. She, like, I feel like she should have, like
a white coat?
With a lab coat.
like Ghostbusters. Like, she is so in... Oh, look at me. Like, I look like I'm, you know, word. You know, she's into it. And, but you did the mosquitoes for me. So if we go back on track with that disease that's out there right now for pregnant women especially,
the
it's Zika scary,
virus.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Didn't they find something in Rhode Island?
New Bedford, I heard, was they actually the latest that I heard they had found a case in New Bedford. So
really?
it's definitely on its way. And, you know, it's not going to go away. That's for sure. You know, it's not something that's just going to disappear. So we have to be armed and ready for it. Obviously, there's certain personal protections you can take, you know.
Yeah. I had seen something on the news where they were bringing a different, maybe a female, or a male type mosquito into certain areas because when they bred, then it would stop it. But I would just rather have you come and spray my house. So that's what we did last year. He did the mosquito treatment.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah,
okay.
because you live near the standing water in the bogs, and so, you know, she doesn't have a bubble around her house.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So how does that work?
Right. Well, what it does is it puts a barrier up on the property. Mosquitoes are not really strong flyers, so they don't fly great distances without having to rest. And so typically what we do when we spray areas around where you're going to be, around your back deck, around your swimming pool, we spray the perimeter property, and obviously they have to come to rest someplace before they will, you know, land on you to feed. So the idea is that they will come to rest on an area that was treated with a product which will ultimately kill them or repel them so they don't land in those areas. And so they, you know, not being strong flyers, are going to head in the opposite direction and stay away from your area. So that's theoretically how it works. It's the product that we use is one of our favorite products is a product that's primarily mint oils and rosemary extracts and things like that. So it is a natural organic product. So it doesn't have any harm to the environment or to your pets or anything like that.
And to young kids, you know. Correct. I mean, we don't have that, but, you know, young kids in the area.
Chemicals, you know?
Well,
kind of has a minty odor. You know, it does leave
I was going to say, your yard must smell fabulous.
It's only the first couple of days.
Correct.
You know, remember I said that? I called you. Yep. I was like, not that I was your test victim. Certainly, you've done these on everyone, but I wanted you to see what my experience was, you know? So it was good that I could just text him and say, you know, I smell a little bit of something, but nothing aggressive. Like, it wasn't...
Chemically, it was...
Yeah, I was sitting on the back deck, and it was all fine. But I also think that it's important when you're using chemicals like that, because even though I'm not pregnant, I don't have small children, doesn't mean my neighbor won't. So if somebody went crazy and just started spraying all of these chemicals that were harsh to the environment, they're going to float into your property.
Right. Correct. Yeah, you have to be sensitive to that. And, and your situation in particular, because you're by the bogs, you know, you have a very big threat of mosquitoes there anyway. Mm-hmm. So even from my perspective, it was interesting to see how long that product might last in its cycle. I mean, we typically do every 4 weeks or so on the mosquito cycle. In a case like yours, and it depends on weather and things like that, you know, to how the product degrades. But, you know, I remember you texted me several times during the course of the next week or so that, you know, we're sitting out on the back deck, nothing happening, you know.
Yeah.
That was a good thing to know.
Because you can't even sit by the fire pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't.
It is. Well, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. The phone number here, so you can ask us any questions. If you have a question about real estate, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, or if you're thinking about buying a new home, Cindy and I are here to assist you with that process. But if you want to talk bugs, anything to do with bugs, because termites is a big one too, and we're certainly going to get into that after the break, 781-837-4900. Before we go to the break, though, Jesse, I just want to finish up on our thoughts here with the mosquitoes a little bit. Can you give our listeners, because this threat is huge, I mean, it's and it's serious, what are some things that, like, when can people start, when can I start spraying for my mosquitoes?
It's the time right now to begin.
So sign me up.
Yep, absolutely.
I know
think you're already on the cycle. I think if you haven't been done yet, you're definitely soon.
Okay, so I know that they came to the house recently, but I think maybe she was just doing a check of some stuff, but I wasn't home, so she couldn't get in, but found a couple stink bugs in the house.
Right.
Where do those buggers come from? Huh?
Yeah.
No pun intended. All my windows are shut.
They typically come from the trees. You know, they tend to find their ways indoors, and, you know, the sunny sides of the house tend to be a little bit warm on the siding, so they will sit on the siding and then they'll find their way indoors like that, but they're harmless. Other than the fact that they smell when you squish them.
Yeah, I know. Well, the good news is...
made that mistake once.
Yeah. Well, I just do it and whatever. I get over it. I just squish them right before I leave for work.
There you go.
So the whole process, again, with the mosquitoes, because I do want to be really clear about this, so people can do it now. So if I haven't been done, I will be done soon.
Yep.
And the way that you had explained it to me, can you explain that too? Like, so how mosquitoes are? So you're doing, like, the shrubs and everything around...
Right.
Around the house, right?
We will do the immediate perimeter of the house, your shrubbery, your landscaping beds and vegetation around the house, and then we'll spray the yard and we'll go out to the outer line property. Anything, any vegetation that might be along the outside perimeter as well, we kind of spray that down and then let it dry. And then, you know, obviously we recommend things that you can do and every homeowner can do on their own to try to minimize it, and that is things like eliminating any kind of standing water. So be very aware of changing water in bird baths, or if you have kids' toys outside that they don't sit there for too long. You know, have you ever seen a kid's toys out there and they just fill up with water from the rain and they'll sit there for days and days and days? Well, it only takes up to a cup of water and they can start multiplying in that, so it doesn't take a lot. So, you know, the biggest thing you can do for yourself is make sure you don't have a lot of standing water near your house, and you can prevent any breeding from going on right near your home.
One of the things I see at my house, and I don't know why, but, you know, if we go down to the boat and, you know, you have a cooler or whatever, and it's just one of those things, you know, at the end of the day you empty out the cooler, or maybe you just put it on the back deck or whatever. It's funny. I don't even know why, but there was a cooler on my back deck and it had a little water in it. And I was like, first of all, why is the cooler here? No idea. But even that little amount of water, that's what they're going to find, right?
They can, yes. Especially as the water ages and it starts to get organic matter and pollen and lint build up in it, it becomes a very prime place for them to breed.
And I do remember last year because Mark and I were out, and we were probably right at that 4-week mark, and one came. I was like, I need another treatment. I'm not even dealing with one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it's funny how like mosquitoes react to different people, because you know, if I get a mosquito bite, yeah, I get a mosquito bite, it's itchy and whatever, it's
it
gone
goes
in 2 days.
Quickly.
You ever see Casey get?
My daughter gets
some folks get bite, big welts like from them.
Awful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would think that, I mean, like, you know, a dinosaur, a rhinoceros. No, not, what is it? The big one? The big pterodactyl came in and, like, bit Casey. You know, she gets these big welts. Anyways, I'm not up on my dinosaurs.
The good old rhinoceros dinosaur.
Thank you, Jesse. I knew you just couldn't help yourself. That was good. And it was like in the perfect voice. So again, that product that you're using. So for people who are concerned, and I know you already said this, but I think that this is a good one. And for people to call you to start getting this treatment done, they should call you now, is the having it done. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, if you are pregnant, if you have a small infant, if you have small children, I think that doing this, because the products are, like you said, they're all natural, so yes, it isn't going to harm you.
Yes.
And I have one quick question before you go to break. So say someone, you know, didn't hear the show, but they find out about it and it's July. Is it ever too late to do it?
It is never too late to
do it.
Okay, perfect. Absolutely not. No, anytime that that you see, you know, that activity out there and you think that it's time to do something about it, the best thing you can do is call.
Great.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, Sin, when they're at my house, we should just have them go down to your house.
Yeah, send them down.
Because Sin has the same setup with the pool and the bogs and all of that.
Yep.
So I think that we should make sure.
Because I love sitting out at the fire. And you can't. I mean, even you have to sit like almost on top of the fire not to get bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
such a nice area there to sit and look. You know, at the sunset and stuff.
It's really private, just sitting on the back deck, drinking our wine. That's our thing now. But at any rate, we have Chris Weppert from Ehrlich, formerly known as Watch All. That's a lot to say, by the way. Why don't you give your phone number now, just in case people are going to be leaving and they want to call you?
Absolutely.
To set up an appointment to get that done.
You can reach us at 800-649-7228. 800-649-7228, and that's 24/7. Somebody will be able to take your information, and we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, and let them know that you heard us on WATD.
Absolutely do that.
Yeah, because that would be great for us to know. I want to be making a difference. That's why we're here every Saturday, right?
Yes.
All right, Jesse, well, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, we're going to have more questions about what other pests you can anticipate for the spring and the summer.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Barbecues, parties, reunions, uninvited guests. Rid yourself of biting bugs with Ehrlich's Mosquito and Tick Control Program, a barrier between you and them that lasts for 30 days per application. Fight the bite. Call Ehrlich, formerly Watchall, your local pest control expert, 781-331-9022.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. We are your hosts here at Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're here every Saturday morning and we're trying to make our shows, you know, fun and eventful and informative and bring you some value. If you have some types of topics that you would like us to be discussing here at the show, you know, give us a call or you can call Jesse right now. Let us know. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions about today's show and today's topic, you know, Cindy and I tend to go on these little fun
tangents?
Yeah, fun banters and stuff. But I have to tell you, even off air, we were talking about that Zika virus.
Yeah.
And it's serious.
It is.
It is very serious. So, you know, with New Bedford, it's creeping this way. As you said, West Nile, it happened the same way. So I can't express to anybody how good of a how good that process you did for me last year in my house was. And I'm 100%, I give it everything I have in me as an endorsement to that, something that I will never not ever do again in my life. If this, yeah, I would rather do that than worry about my aunts and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's good.
I would agree. I think there are, you know, if you're going to talk about your pest control priorities,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you would, you know, the threat of mosquitoes and ticks is probably one of the highest, mm-hmm. only because of the health risks involved.
Sorry, that treatment that you do at Sharon's, does it take care of ticks in the yard?
It does. Yeah, mm-hmm. The same product is.
So I don't have to shave my legs.
Well.
That's how it goes.
This is what I'm thinking. This is all good. This is a win-win
natural,
situation.
Right?
Here.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Takes care of the ticks and they don't attach to my hairy legs.
That's
excellent.
Right. There you go.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we were talking about that. Now, Cindy has a client who has something. Cindy, did you send those to me?
I sent those to you.
Okay,
and
so
this is a loyal listener of our show.
Yes.
Love her to pieces, Jill.
Jill. So
and
what
so
I'm going to do.
She sent a couple of pictures this morning and she really wanted to, you know, and I showed
okay.
them to you.
Yep.
And she wants you to talk about these. So we'll talk about the first one, I think.
Well, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to get online, okay?
Oh.
So people can see what these bugs are that you're talking about.
Okay.
So let's give people a couple minutes to sort of get on there. Why don't we just talk about maybe moths in general?
Okay. Moths in general. Yeah, what is up with that?
Well, you know, moths are weak. It depends on there's a million different varieties. And so, the, you know, depending on the typical type of moth you're talking about, some of them have really no significance. You know, a lot of what we kind of consider them occasional invaders. You ever go outside in the early evening and, you know, you put the light on outside your front door
yes.
and you see there's a million moths flying around it?
Yes.
You know, they're all different shapes and sizes and colors and none of them are really any other significance other than they're attracted to light. And so they're really not going to cause you anything other than maybe a nuisance. And, you know, almost it's almost not worth unless they're really annoying you to do anything about them, we can apply a spray to siding and things like that in order to repel them from that. But a lot of them are not really significant. There are a few moths, however, though, that are significant when they get in a house. And, you know, one of them is what we call the Indian meal moth, and that is one that will invade your cupboards.
That's
and they
one
will
I
get
had,
into
right?
spices. Oh. I think you may have
yeah,
had them
remember?
At one point.
Yeah, remember? I had that. It came in cereal. We bought cereal. I haven't bought yes. cereal since from BJ's.
Right.
Yep.
Cereal.
Yep.
It was gross.
You will find them in you will find them in cereal and flour and sugar and spices and things like that.
I had to throw everything away, but they came back. I mean, we were vacuuming. We were doing everything.
Yeah, they will build their little cocoons in tight places, and sometimes if you're really not careful about where you're looking for them and they get out of control, it can be difficult to manage. Obviously, best thing there is to make sure that everything you buy is in a plastic container. Right, or sealed. Don't leave anything open. The other thing that tends to get infested with that type of moth is pet food. That becomes very popular for that. So, guys,
same thing. Watch out for that.
Yeah. Folks that leave their dog food open, things like that. One of the other moths is I believe, what I'm looking at here with the photo that you're showing us. And I believe that is a webbing clothes moth. And so those, I think, you know, you've all heard of you know, you have a moth eating through your
suits. You take out your favorite sweater, and then there's a hole in the back. And you don't know it until someone says, you have a hole in the back of your sweater.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And those moths, you know, again, the moths themselves, the adult moths, aren't really significant other than they're going to breed. It's their earlier life stages when they, you know, when they're in the pupa stage, when they are actually consuming the fibers. They tend to, you know... prefer natural fibers, obviously, over synthetic, but you can find them just about anywhere, and sometimes when you get them, they again can be very difficult to get rid of, only because you're not able to see every place that they're laying their eggs.
Well, how do they get into my nice closet with my cedar? I have the cedar stuff in there because I can't do mothballs. I went into a house yesterday that I said, God, that awful smell of mothballs, but I have cedar in, and then I pick up the sweater and it's got holes everywhere.
Yeah, the cedar will repel an adult moth if it's strong enough as well. You know, sometimes those cedar things that you hang in your closet, you need to kind of rough those up and sand them because after a while they just lose their
smell
scent as well.
Are you doing that?
And they're not foolproof either.
No, because who has time for that?
Well, I think you should be in there sanding your little cedar blocks.
Because I have nothing else to do.
I know.
Let me go do some sanding in my closet.
That's
no.
Right. Obviously, the best thing to do for that is, you know, don't, you know, wear your stuff. You know, wear it and use it and clean it, and so it cycles in and out so it doesn't sit in the closet for any length of time. And then, obviously, the other thing is be careful where you go with it. You know, those moths can be picked up at coat checks and restaurants and any place you might lay your coat down. And
you know,
you have to look at it in those terms of where you're exposing yourself. Same like catching a cold. You say, how did I catch that cold? Who was I around that was sick?
Oh, Sharon's got steam coming kind of out of her ears right now.
No, because you know what? It's really weird. It doesn't matter how cleansy and clean and everything we are. It's like everybody around us. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I have a little touch of OCD, a big touch of ADD, self-proclaimed and sort of non-medicated, I guess. But the thing is like you could freak yourself out. Like sooner or later, I'm going to be the one that's like has the fringe going the same way on my like carpets.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. Can't be even one.
But
like to see the lines when you vacuum, right? I'm actually kind
of
like that too.
Yeah. Well, I really want our listeners, if you have to call us, 781-837-4900. Let us know if you like our show. Tell us if you have any questions. But I have to tell you, we give a lot of value here, and I don't know if it's just for me and Cindy. But I got a new mattress, finally, because I was having a conversation with my husband. It's been quite a while. First of all, one show we did about like bed bugs and stuff like that and like how you should clean your mattress and everything. It was more than I could handle. So I one day said to Mark, like, we really need to get a new mattress. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, you just rolled over and looked into a Grand Canyon where I am laying in this big hole.
Practically on the floor.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm literally in the box spring. I have a rope to get out of bed every morning. What do you mean, why do we need a new mattress?
That's what that rope hanging from your ceiling is.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we got a new mattress. But when I got the new mattress, I went right out to those guys and I said, do not uncover my mattress until you bring that little bad boy inside my house. Right. Because I don't know whose mattress you have in there laying up against mine right now that isn't sealed, because that's nasty. Because if someone has bed bugs and then it goes in the back of a moving truck and now it's on my new mattress, right? You told me that.
Yep.
The guys
that's
looked
right.
at me like I had lost my mind. I don't care.
I don't care.
Shouldn't that be just a universal thing they're supposed to do?
Well, you know, you would think so, but, you know, a lot of folks, when they're delivering mattresses, their job is to deliver furniture. They're probably not even educated to the point where they know about bed bugs and about how they can transfer it. They're not aware of it.
And you know why I know?
And awareness and education is, you know, one of the best things that a pest control company can do for their customers is to make them aware of, well, you know, like the tech that we sent to your house, she says she's a wealth of knowledge. The more you know, the better you can protect yourself, the less likely you're going to need us. You know what I mean? In a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing I'm not going to name the company because it's a great company and they do a good job, but I didn't notice them wrapping mine up with the plastic of the one that they took off. And that's what they probably should do, right? But that's not even going to help. It isn't like it's sealed,
yeah.
right?
No.
You know what I mean? So just to think of it, if I had bed bugs and they put it in the back, and I don't, if you just tuned in, I do not have bed bugs. If you just threw it into the back of the truck, now it could get on sofas, it could get on everything.
Yeah, it's happened occasionally. We've had cases where, you know, the truck itself was the cause of the infestation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm doing right now is if you are near your computer, what I want you to do is go online to join.me/Boston Connect, and I am going to show you the bugs that Cindy had been telling me about for her client. So I'll just bring up the images here. So,
Jill, can you call in?
So,
Chris wants you to call in.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about these moths. It'd be great to get an idea what's going on.
781-837-4900. You're probably still in bed, if I know you. So give us a call. Chris is going to talk to you and educate you.
Sometimes moths can, they come in a variety of shapes and colors. You know, it depends on what they are looking to feed on as to where you're going to find them and what you're going to do with them. You know, if you're finding them in your clothes, like a clothing moth, the course of treatment is very different than if we find the Indian meal moth, if you would, in the kitchen that's you know, harboring itself in your cereal.
I probably still have pictures of that.
How do you treat, like the ones in the clothes? Because I keep all my food in containers now, because that happened to me once, and I'm not concerned about that anymore, and I keep everything tightly sealed. But in my, like, how do you prevent that other than, you know, I have the cedar things that only last for so long if I don't sawdust them or do something, I don't know,
right.
scrape
well,
them.
What I would say, what I would suggest is if first of all, if you think you have them, you know, if you're noticing that you have some holes in some mm-hmm. clothes that you did not have before, is that you should probably completely strip the area of the closet, take it apart, and take everything to a dry cleaner and have it professionally dry cleaned. That product will kill all stages of life. So that will take care of whatever might be in the clothing itself. And then we would come in and we would treat the actual closet space also with a nice residual pesticide that would kill anything that it comes in contact with. And it would last a while, being have a residual property to it. And then after that dries, you know, thoroughly for several hours, then you can restock your closet with
And you
your
can do the bureau draws and everything too.
Correct.
Do you know that, well, we have Jill on the line.
Oh, good.
And just for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, please go to join.me/Boston Connect, no www or anything. Again, it's join.me/Boston Connect, and you're going to see the moth that Jill has just recently found in her house, so you can sort of follow along what's going on. So we do have Jill on the line, and if you have any questions, 781-837-4900.
Good morning, sunshine.
Hello. I've been up for an hour and a half, by the way.
Yeah, but you're still in bed. You were still in bed, and I know that, but go ahead.
No, I'm not in bed. I'm actually up.
So this bug that you have here, Cindy gave us some pictures of it. So we have Chris here. He's the best of the best, by the way. So today is your lucky day. Every weekend is your lucky day,
right?
Isn't it, Jill, when
right.
you listen to us?
Absolutely.
Wake up, listen to the show every Saturday.
Awesome.
So, well, good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So I see you have a little visitor.
I've had many.
Many, you're seeing many of them? Okay.
Yes.
Can you give me an idea of where you're seeing the heaviest concentration of them?
My kitchen.
In your kitchen. Okay.
Yes.
Have you gone through your pantry at this point and taken a look at things like cereal and flour and your spice rack and go through the packaging there to see if we have any activity going on there?
I don't. I don't. I have a cabinet with all my cereal in it, and there's nothing in there. Like, I haven't seen any in the cabinets. They're just flying around my kitchen, and I've had a couple in my bedroom.
Okay. How about the curtain rods around the kitchen and the curtains? Have you seen anything around there?
No, I have not.
And I guess you're also seeing them in a carpet?
I'm seeing little carpet beetles in the carpet. Not the moths, but those tiny, teeny, 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 tiny, like pinhead-sized
the little
bugs.
Black, yeah. Okay, yeah. Two separate pests, two separate problems. Okay, well, I'll tell you, you know, the moth situation first, you know, it's kind of tough to tell what it is. It looks to me like it may be a meal moth, but I would really like to take a look at it and look at your area. If you want, we can certainly set up an appointment to come down and ID it for sure for you and be able to tell you what to do with it. You know, first glance, I would say, you know, my hunch would be you need to look inside after you take the cabinets apart, so to speak, and look at all of the products that you have in there, being cereals and flours and rice, you know, potato mixes, any of that stuff. Take it all out and look inside the cabinet very thoroughly, especially up around the corners of the actual cabinet, because that's where you may see their, you know, their nesting material, their cocoons and stuff. You have to get up in there and take a really close look at that. Obviously, I don't know if you can do that, but, you know, if you'd want, that's something that we would do if we came by. We would like to look in the cabinetry and see where all that stuff might be coming from.
And too, Jill, I think that this is, that's what I had, right, Chris?
Yes.
They start sort of with, like, little worms, though.
That's correct.
Yes,
that's correct.
I've seen a couple of the little worms, too.
Yeah, that's definitely what you...
That's what you got going on, then. And there's something that got into the house that was a product that was affected. So it's really a matter of finding what that is and obviously disposing of it and then, you know, cleaning very thoroughly. Now, they will start in the product. But like I said, they will, at some point, they will start to build their little cocoons in corners, usually like where a wall meets the ceiling. That juncture, you'll see it. That's why I ask particularly around curtain rods and windows and things that have corners to them. That's where you'll tend to find their cocoons at that point. So you might want to take a real close look there. And like I said, if you can't figure it out, by all means, call us. We'll be happy to come on down and take a look at it for you.
Yeah.
We'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Jill,
I know what I'll be doing this weekend.
I know. Jill, where did you, because I know with me, I brought it into my house from the cereal. So we bought, like, at BJ's, and the packages were sealed. So doesn't that, I think it happens, like, in some of the, in the manufacturing company, like, when they're boxing things.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know, and I'm not trying to freak you out, but I sort of am, because I'm letting you know, if you went through your cereal and all of that right now and spread it out, I bet you're going to find worms and things. I periodically, like, I went into my cabinet recently now. Mackenzie and Casey were home for Christmas time, or Easter time.
Easter.
And Mackenzie likes pasta, and she had this, like, little, almost like orzo, but ABC, they were letters or whatever. And she's gone, so was the ABC. Like, I'm not even playing anymore. Like, it petrified me. And I did. I went and got... you know, Kohl's and all these different stores, they have
the plastic and everything
that I have that could be anything like that, a powder, protein shakes, anything goes in a plastic container now.
And here's the great thing about doing that is if you do that right when you get home and you buy that product, you'll see that if it's already in there, because it's all nestled at the bottom of that bag.
Correct.
All gross, right?
Yep.
So you'll know before you even, God help you, eat any of that.
Casey ate cereal the morning that we found it.
Oh my God!
See that? Makes
I eat cereal and pasta more than anything.
See, that's
what I'm saying. So, you know, you're definitely at risk. You know what you might want to do, too, is, you know, you never, and again, sometimes it happens, you know, you have, you buy a box of pasta and you put a whole bunch of boxes in your pantry, and there's always that one box that you haven't used yet. You know, it sits in the back of the pantry forever. That would be a likely candidate.
Because the pasta isn't sealed in baggies.
Correct.
So from now on,
the cardboard boxes that they're in are not hermetically sealed. So anything, you know, they can still I wanted to say this in a gross term, but can still worm their way in there, you know, and you know, take up residence. And before you know it, you got little visitors. So
it's really hard to get rid of, Chris. Like, I threw away hundreds of dollars worth of food. So really, like, when you go into that cabinet now, there really isn't anything. Like I said, when the girls come home, which isn't that often, by the way, they're only going to be home together for 10 days when they get out of school, and then we won't see each other again until Christmas. But So we're going to take a little vacation, which is going to be great. I digress. But when like I said, Mackenzie loves chips and things like that. I just throw it all out. As soon as she's gone, it's gone, because you can. Yeah. So that's one of the suggestions I would make. Even, you know, the dollar store, Jill, right? They have they have, it's not like the Tupperware brand or the high-end brand, but they're still sealed.
Yeah. That's right. It doesn't have to be completely airtight, but it does have to seal. And there are many ways to do it. Even the Ziploc bags are a good way to seal up stuff. That is fine as well.
When we have, you know, we eat a lot of those almond crackers. Yep. You know, you like those too, those little almond ones. And as soon as we open anything, we put it in a bag now. Because I'm telling you, that was really difficult to get rid of. It's almost as bad as those little stupid bugs that I still have in my shower. And I keep on telling the plumber he needs to, do something about that. But that's another story. So, Jill, I'm going to switch pictures here for our listeners. So if you're listening and you're near a computer, go to join.me/BostonConnect. You can get it on your phone as well. But if you're driving, please don't do that. Pull over.
Well, I already have it. I'm at home. I already have it open.
You already have it open. All right. So everyone's going to see all my email here, but I'm just going to go through this quickly. All right.
5,322. That's all as you know.
Thanks for pointing that out. All right. So, look at this one. Now that I blew that up for you there.
I just took that literally 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, those, you know, the thing about those is you know, that you're looking at beetles that will, they actually come from the outside in. And so they can get in through it. You know, anytime you open a doorway, some can slip through. Or if you have a window open, they tend to even be able to get past a screen, believe it or not, because the screening material itself might be small enough for them to not be able to penetrate through. But the way the screen sits in the window, sometimes it may not sit in the window square, so there may be areas for them to get through and get in. And they'll typically, that's what they do. They'll nest right into the carpet. They're not dangerous. They don't really have any health significance. You know, very little risk of allergy. But the best way to get rid of them, obviously, is number one, vacuum. That's the first and foremost thing to do, to continuously vacuum. And then the second thing that I would recommend is to have your carpet steam cleaned. Steam, you know, is one of those simple things that will kill all life stages of just about any insect. So if you have your carpet steam cleaned, if you have one of those steamers that you can use for your laundry, you can do that for, like we were talking about, the clothing moth situation. You know, steam will, we do steam treatments for bed bugs in some cases, and mattresses as well. You know, the steam works. It really is a very good, all-natural way to kill insects. So if you have your carpet professionally steam cleaned, vacuum it thoroughly, that problem should go away.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Jill just actually sold her condo, right, with Cindy, and then she bought this place in September. So it's one of those things where I wonder, I don't know who the previous owner was, and I'm not assuming, but I'm wondering if this was sort of a reoccurring thing that maybe happened for them as well. I sense, Jill, to be quite honest with you, is that you brought that the moth thing in, the food moth, what'd you call it? Probably.
No moth,
in your food. Yeah, you probably got it in a cereal or something like that.
Yeah.
But definitely go, like, if you have flour, like, that's the other thing, too. You know, a lot of people get the flour in the bag, and then they don't really do anything with it. They just, like, sort of wrap it up at the top. And I have to tell you, I've seen situations where you just spread that out, and you're seeing little creatures in there.
That's the number one offender.
Yeah, everything in my house has, like, a shelf life of a minute. I'm like, I'm all done with that. You know, because if you go through it once, seriously, there are a lot worse things in life. I didn't lose an arm or anything, but it was awful to get rid of.
Sure.
And they kept on showing up.
And the thing is, you know, the you know, we talk about pest control as a business or as a science. I mean, most pests can be eliminated or controlled without having to use chemicals. And and so, you know, as much as I would like to tell Jill, call us, have us come down, we'll spray your carpet, because we can certainly do that to kill those beetles, but it's not really the most efficient way to do it, and it's not necessary. You know, there are a lot of times where we talk about pest control in terms of, you know, IPM, integrated pest management, and for us that means we look at other means first. You know, we look at sealing pests out of where we don't want them. We look at what sanitation can be done in order to eliminate food and harborage for these pests, eliminate water sources and stop their breeding sites. And if you look at it from that perspective first, pest control becomes much easier. It's less about the chemicals and it is about the practices going on in the home.
Yeah, in the prevention of getting it. But Jill, you know, one thing, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, certainly, but maybe there's something that Cindy and I can coordinate. We have the best of the best. So we have Chris, who's here, and then we also have Matt Kritz from the Clean Team. Maybe we can pair the two of you up.
Sure.
You know, so from last week's show, he talked about cleaning carpets and all these processes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we can get the two of you together to go to Jill's place and sort of assess the situation and see what the best outcome would be for her, you know, one, the safest for her, you know, with chemicals and things like that. But I think that that's a really good matchup for the two of them, don't you think?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and if you have to move all your furniture out, we can always call Bill Balow. So, I mean, we're all set. I mean,
I don't want to go there again.
she's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, that was long ago.
Well, you know, it's comforting, though, to know that you have all the resources should you need them if it does get
absolutely.
To that, you know, that level.
Absolutely. Well, Jill, thank you for calling, and again, for all our listeners who want to see what's like creeping around in Jill's house, you can still go to join.me/Boston Connect and you can see what bug is on there. So thanks, Jill, for calling. Did you have any other questions for us while we have you?
I don't. That was very helpful. I there's two offending cabinets that I'm afraid I need to go rip apart now, the ones that have all my cereal and all my pasta in them.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the things, too, I remember when Chris, when I was going through this and I was like, they keep on coming back. One of the things, we have pull-out drawers. Yeah. And I remember, Chris, you saying to me, make sure you get vacuum in the tracks up underneath. So I don't know. What about like when people put like, you know, that sticky paper stuff? I don't use it, but can they get up underneath that? I would rip that crap off.
Yeah, I would think you're better off without that. You know, unless it's professionally installed, like a plastic base or a plastic sheet, any of those contact papers, you know, they can separate. Mm. And then they tend to be just collection spots for stuff.
It's a breeding ground.
Yeah, I don't use them, thank goodness.
All right, good. Perfect. Yeah, okay. Perfect. Well, Cindy's like ready to go over your house in a little bit there to help you clean up.
Come on,
I'm on my way,
Cindy,
sweetheart.
You know where I live.
I do. And then we can hang the rest of those pictures down.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you for calling in, Jill.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jill.
Bye-bye.
So we sort of went through our commercials, so I'm going to play some extra commercials for you next week because yours are the ones that I'm most concerned of. But we seem to be on track here with everything we're talking about. So you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Of course, we are both from Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. Oh, that was fun. What was that all about? We're servicing all of the areas. I know Cindy has a couple new listings.
Yep. Plymouth
where
and Abington. And tomorrow I have an open house in the Abington from noon to 2.
Perfect.
Beautiful little Cape.
Awesome.
Perfect.
What is the exact address of that property?
149 Temple Street in Abington. Stop by and see me. 12 to 2
perfect.
Tomorrow.
You know what I'm going to do for all those people? Yep. Jesse, I'm talking about my open houses right now. I'm going to go on to Boston Connect right now so people can see exactly how easy it is. Again, if you want to see us live, we're interactive right now online, unexpected, but we're doing it. Join.me/Boston Connect. You can find all of the open houses this weekend here underneath the search button. You can see all of the open houses that are going to be happening in Boston Connect Real Estate, all of our listings. Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time to say. Yes, and not only that, I have a new listing. I have a couple new listings that just came on the market as well. So you can see right here, if you are following along online, 37 Pleasant Street in Norwell. It is a beautiful, beautiful four-bedroom colonial. Weirdly, the pictures, it was so sunny that day. This is a very nice little pale yellow house. It's not little house, but pale yellow. Mm. But it came out beautiful. I am going to be there Sunday, May 1st, which is tomorrow from 10 to 12. So come visit me. I'll be there as well with Mark McNamara, who is my sidekick on weekends. It's great because he puts all the signs out. I feel like I'm not even working anymore.
There you go.
It's like balloons and signs. He's all over the place.
That's awesome.
So again, that is 37 Pleasant Street in Norwell. We just put that on the market this week. We've been having some great activity with that already. Landscapers are over there today. I'm meeting another photographer there tomorrow to update those pictures because my OCD took over. And I'm also going to be at this wonderful house here, 46 Duxborough Trail in Duxbury. That's a wonderful home as well, and I'll be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. That house is on the market for $439. So if you're looking to get into Duxbury for $439, or if you're looking to get into Norwell, this home is big inside, and that is on for $889. Come visit me. Okay. Mm. Perfect.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, final thoughts for final minutes. We didn't even really get a chance to talk about termites.
It goes by so fast, doesn't it? I know.
But when we're doing inspections, I think the person who's most surprised that there is evidence of termites is the seller. So if you're a seller considering putting your house on the market, or if you're on the market now, what are some things that people can do to sort of look for that before they put the house on the market?
Well, you know, really one of the things is they should take a look around the exterior and then the basement of their property. Termites always go from soil to wood. So they will look for mud tubes that might be climbing up the side of a wall on the inside of the house or on the outside of the house. Look for evidence of swarmers, which is, you know, many, many tiny little insects with long wings that you'll find in basements or in areas right around windows, because they seek the light and then kind of expire on their way out. So if you see any of those types of evidence, then you might want to take a look at having somebody come in and check it out real good before the inspector does, and seeing if there's a problem or not.
And then carpenter ants too can be a big problem.
Carpenter
that
ants
happened to me in a,
that's right. Yep.
Carpenter
ants can be very similar. It's a similar process when they swarm. They look a little bit different. They're a little bit larger. However, they do swarm at the same season, and they are what is considered to be a wood-destroying insect. So, definitely not something to play around with. It's better to know than not know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So with because they are swarming right now. And the other thing I told you too, I was just looking out the window the other day, and it's like these little, I almost want to, you know how, like over by the ocean, we always called them like no-see-em type things, but they're these. What are those? There's like
when
millions.
I walk in the bogs with a dog, I have to keep my mouth shut, not easy.
What is that? Is that like a baby mosquito, or is that,
tiny little, almost like flea things.
Yeah.
But in swarms, and you're walking, I'm walking on the sand.
They're actually another waterbred insect. It's similar to a mosquito, but they don't bite like a mosquito does. They're relatively harmless. You'll see usually thousands of them in an area in itself. But again, they just happen to congregate around areas where there's moisture, and in certain times of the day when the temperatures are right, usually fall and evening, and then sometimes in the morning. Right after sun up, and then usually just before sundown.
That service that you do at my house for the mosquitoes, does that take care of those things too? Because it is taking care of other things, right?
Well, it will deter. Yeah, it will deter them. It may not stop them entirely because they don't really come to rest anywhere. But it will definitely deter them from stopping for too long in your area.
All right. Yep. Next time I have you, I think that we have to do something on dust mites. Like, what is that? Yeah, I want to do that. I really want to talk about the dog.
Talk about mattresses, yeah.
I want to talk about the dog. That, the smelling, the dog smeller.
The canine
that smells out bed bugs. Yep. Like, there's so much we can talk to you about.
Oh, yeah.
Love having you on the show. Chris, how can people get in touch with you in Ehrlich to get all their processes done?
You can reach us at 800-649-7228. 800-649-7228.
Perfect. And we have a wonderful folder of all of their services located at the office. So you can call us. You can get in touch with me and Cindy at 781-826-8000. Sin, any final thoughts? Phone number?
No. 781-367-4419.
Perfect. If you want to text me, 781-294-4848. You can get in touch with me and Cindy all through the week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Chris, so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Can't wait to get my mosquitoes taken care of.
I know, me too. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.